That's the way we're going to make heaven, letting the Lord take us by the hand and lead us through a dark, dark world. He is the light, and He'll shine the light for us all the way through trouble and sorrow down here. He'll take us by the hand and lead us home. I'm going to read a little bit in St. John's Gospel, 15th chapter. When I woke up this morning, this is on my heart. But the Bible said, Jesus said here just before He went away, He said, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I have spake unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm glad for that this morning, because I cannot make this journey by myself. I've not got enough power, enough spirit. I don't even have any spirit if I abide in myself. But I'm glad this morning that through Him, He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. This morning, so often that we go out on our own and we try so hard to bring forth fruit of our own works. I'm here to tell you that our works is dead this morning, except we abide in the vine of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know He is the Word, and the Word is right here. If we live and abide in the Word, whatever it said, we need to do it. I don't care what the people think. I don't care what anybody says. If we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ through this sinful world, I will make heaven one day after a while. He died. He come from heaven. He walked the earth. He made a plan for me and you. And He said, abide in me. And He said, we will bring forth much fruit. I come to the church maybe every Sunday two or three times a week. I preach from within the walls. Where I can get filled up. I go out there and labor. I don't leave Him in here. I live within the Lord. The Lord lives within me. And we together, I will walk down a dreadful road. And the world, doing what they will do. But we will walk together. No wonder the one that wrote the song, I said, Lord, I take my hand and lead me home. Amen. You know, sometimes our work It ain't all about preaching. I maybe just say a kind uplifting word out of somebody. I will bear more fruit than if I preach for a week. Sometimes somebody's down as low as they can go. With kind words, firm and steadfast, tell them like it is. Don't water nothing down. Don't break bones with nobody. But do it in a kind and a Christian way. And we'll bring forth more fruit. The people understand what you're talking about. He said you can do nothing within yourself. He said me and you will bring forth a lot of fruit. Man, I tell you what, ain't no wonder how that Psalm of David said, how the Lord is my shepherd. He was David's shepherd. I can say today, how the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's your shepherd. If you abide in the vine of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will lead me by the rivers of water. He will restore my joy. He'll lead me. He'll guide me. And he's my refuge. In him I can overcome this world. The greatest thing that's in this world, the greater than any virus that man has ever seen, is sin that the devil comes and fights a man with. I cause him to be all puffed up, and to come out from a vine, and try to make this journey on his own. You ever hear somebody, well, I'll do what I want to. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do. I'll not do what I want to do. I'll do what the master says for me to do. Lord, let your will be done. Today there's all kinds of things going on. But Jesus said, these things are coming. Get ready. Be ready. Don't fall just because somebody told you to. We stand with Jesus firm and steadfast, and he will lead us home. Listen, the Bible said that he said, if you abide in me and I in you, you ask what you will and it will be done. Faith believing. Whenever I got saved, I was a new creature. I become out from among the world. I wasn't a man of the world anymore. It was nothing great that I done. But Jesus, he manifested himself in me. I become a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things is of God. That's a new creature. That's whenever we live in the vine. How you even take it on yourself. Have to look. And if you want an illustration, it's begin to come springtime. How whenever the buds begin to put forth their leaves, how you take a tree, and it's blossomed out. And if you're satisfied with that fruit tree, you walk around it. If you see weeds, bushes are growing up in it, you clean it out. And if you see a branch that the leaves are withered and are dropping down, most likely you'll take your knife out. You will cut that branch off and you'll cast it away from this tree because it's a hindrance to the fruit that grows on this tree. And if we just halfway live for God, then we're a hindrance to the rest of the crowd. But all together we can bring forth much fruit. Man, you take about how whenever all the limbs on the tree
You blossom down into pretty. That tree is beautiful, and you're proud of that tree. So is the Lord proud of us when we're all blossomed down. Healthy, spiritually, we need to be spiritually healthy and a good relationship with God. Whenever the Spirit flows free through us and Him, He said, abide in me, and I in you. Listen today, we're church, or somewhere else, even on a sickbed, we can abide in the vine, in this word. So, though the virus rages, and everything rages, we don't have to be somebody out on a stick, giving our opinions. Humble ourselves in the sight of God, and He will lift us up, and He will care for us, and He will care for us when we're in trouble, even though that the virus takes this body, this body decays and goes back to Mother Earth. I'm still in the vine, and the Spirit is going up into the pores of glory, and I'm still with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen. If the Lord wants me today, He can call me. If He wants me to work for another 50 years, He can make a way. And I'll try my best to be faithful. That's all He wants me to do, is be faithful day after day after day. And He were sheltered in the arms of Jesus. If we live in cut off from the vine, we're not living with Jesus. We're living within ourselves. And the devil's deceived us. So, whatever comes, whatever goes, whatever you suffer, suffer with Jesus. He endured the cross, suffered the shame, and He sat down at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. There's a home waiting our coming. So, let's make it all the way home. Listen. People, they try to live within themselves. We need to live in the vine. And so be it. Whatever comes our way, stay in the vine. Stay in the Lord. Stay in the Word. The Word is right here. If you're down and out, read it. He'll lift you up. Read it. He'll learn you something. Too many people go to church on Sunday saying, "Oh, how I love Jesus," when they leave here, close their book and never look at it again. Can you imagine how sad Jesus is sometimes? Whenever He pleads and tries and we don't call on Him unless something happens. Boy, when something happens, we can get humble. The greater we suffer, the humbler we get. Then when He comes and delivers us, we just push Him back again. That's not living in the vine. We live in the vine 24 hours a day. And then, He said, if you abide in me and I in you, you ask whatever you will. Trust me. And the anchor is on its way. I will give you whatever you stand in need of. And what you're praying for might not be what you need. But He will deliver us out of all our trouble. So today, let's be found serving God. We may have the virus. We may have something else. And it may be great. But there ain't nothing greater than the Spirit of God. Amen. We feel clean. He said, now you're clean through the Word. When you feel wretched and dirty and filthy with sin, come clean with God. He'll clean you up. And we are clean through the Word that we have spoken about today. So,
When you leave here, don't leave the Lord here. If you do, evidently you didn't have him while he was here, while you was here. Take the Lord with you day and night. In the middle of the night, call on the Lord, and he's right there. Ain't that wonderful? Our Savior, how we can see his evidence, we can see him everywhere. We've handled him. How the Paul said, how we have handled how the Word of God, and the Word of God, he come forth, whenever God made the creation. And the Word will be standing when this world is on fire, brethren. The Word, when this world's on fire, we living in the Word will be safe, sheltered in the arms of Jesus. He'll see to that. I'm looking for a day that he'll step out on a cloud of glory. And he'll call our name. Because our name is written yonder in the book of life. Come up here and live with me. What a day that will be. What if we're lost out somewhere in the outer darkness of our own doings? It'd be a sad day. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. I don't know. I don't know what you got on your mind. I don't know if you need to pray. Hey, it's all right if you come and pray. If you got the right mind, the Lord will take care of you. I don't care what kind of bugs we got. The Lord will get rid of them bugs. Let's think. You need to pray. Get you through next week. I get you through the next 3 or 4 weeks. You come. I'll come and pray with you. I'm not afraid of the devil and his devices. Rick, you got anything to add? Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a time that we should share what the Lord He give us. Amen.
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes that there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
You know, this virus that we're experiencing is nothing. It didn't surprise God.
That's right.
It didn't take Him by surprise. And therefore, we shouldn't be surprised because God.
Yep.
I was thinking about this song this morning. I know who holds tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. God holds the future in His hand. I don't know what happens tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Ecclesiastes has a lot of wisdom to say. One of them that I was thinking about is in chapter 3, it says there is a time and a season to every purpose under heaven. And if you go a little on down, you start reading about all these times to do this and the time to do that.
Amen.
One of the things it says is the time to cast away stones, the time to gather stones.
Yeah.
A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
Mm-hmm.
We may be seeing those times today.
That's
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's nothing new.
That's right.
Amen. It's biblical. Amen. It says there's a time to do things and there's a time not to do things.
Yeah.
And
amen.
This quarantine thing we've been seeing a lot lately, it just hit me just a minute ago. That's nothing new either.
That's right.
The Bible talks about quarantine.
Yeah.
It's not used by that word, but it talks about it. In Leviticus chapter 13, 14. You'll see where it talks about leprosy.
Uh-huh.
Leprosy was one of the most incurable foul diseases ever in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And what they had to do, they went to extremes. They didn't have hand sanitizer and they didn't have Clorox wipes like we do today. Back then, they had to shave all their hair off.
Yeah.
They had to burn their house, burn their possessions, tear the house down stone by stone, throw it away, take it away from the camp. To cleanse it. Today, we've got sanitizers. We've got things to do that with. God has blessed us today.
Amen.
But it talks about separating themselves for a period of 7 days.
Yeah.
You know, and it may be that we have to miss a Sunday service. I don't know. But that is biblical. That has happened.
Mm-hmm.
God commanded them to do that.
That's right.
And so, other than that, what I want to share is still, we don't need to be afraid of this.
That's right.
Bible says in Exodus chapter 8, he talked about the different plagues. We know the plagues of Egypt, right?
Yep.
talked about the plagues, but he says in the chapter, 8th chapter, he was going to send the plague of flies. I believe that was the first plague.
Yeah.
And he tells Moses to tell Pharaoh that I'm going to sever the land of Goshen.
Yeah.
Separate from Egypt. Goshen, I believe, was in Egypt. But God was, he almost like put a hedge about Goshen.
Yes.
That's where the children of Israel would dwell.
Uh-huh.
And what he did was that the plague of flies never touched Goshen.
Uh-huh.
The plague of the frogs never touched Goshen.
Yeah.
The plague of lice, the plague of locusts, the plague of the blood and the water, the plague of even the death of the firstborn never touched Goshen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you had if you had the blood applied on the house, it didn't come to your house.
That's right.
God had a place that he separated his people to protect them.
Yeah.
I believe he's going to protect his people today. Yes, sure, there might be Christians already that have died. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
We all got to leave this world somewhere.
That's right.
It may be that God chose this for that to happen to some people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Amen.
But it says also in Numbers chapter 16, the people, the sons of Korah, came up against Moses and came up against Aaron and began to tell them, you know, we're just as good as you. Why don't we lead the children of Israel?
Yeah.
But that's because God had not chosen them to lead the children of Israel. And it came to the point to where Moses had to tell them to go do a certain thing. And if God was pleased with that, then they could be the leader. But what happened was the earth opened up and swallowed them.
Yeah, amen.
And then after that, those that escaped were consumed by fire.
Amen.
And even after that, the children of Israel began to murmur and complain to Moses and Aaron, so that God got mad with them.
Yeah.
And told Moses and Aaron to separate themselves because he was going to consume them in a moment.
Yeah.
Moses told Aaron to go get some censers and burn them before the Lord and give an offering before the Lord. And what happened was there was a plague that was striking the people. And it says that Aaron took the censers and he went and he stayed between the dead and the living.
Yes, amen.
And the plague was stayed.
Amen.
Numbers chapter 16.
Yeah.
So you see that there was a man to stand in between the dead and the living to prevent the plague from happening.
Yep.
I'm glad today that there was a man that came 2,000 plus years ago.
Amen.
Amen. It said by his stripes we're healed.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. And he has stood between the dead and the living to protect me and you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Whether it be spiritual or physical,
amen,
our hope is in the Lord. Amen. And he is standing today between the dead and the living. He can prevent the plague. He can stand against it.
Yeah.
Because he's still the same God.
Amen.
So I believe we need to put our trust in the Lord.
Amen.
If we have to be quarantined, then we'll be quarantined. Yeah. I can serve the Lord. Amen. If I have to, amen, in the house. Amen. I've had some good services in my living room. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm glad today that we have each other. We need to lean on each other.
Amen.
Like Brother Jerry said, we call each other.
Yeah.
We talk to each other. Who knows? You may have revival there on the phone. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
But God is still God. He's in charge of all this.
Yeah.
And we can trust in Him. And that's what I want to share today.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. That's strengthening. Joe, you got anything?
The only thing I got is what he just got done saying that over in Ecclesiastes. I just got done reading that. Day before yesterday. When you start talking about time for this time, I've read everything. That's awesome how that right there just come out. It's awesome.
Let me say to you, you got anything to add? How do you feel about the Lord? Are you abiding in vine? Preacher, I'm living as close to the Word as I can. That's all He wants you to do.
Amen.
You might just have a testimony or something like Rick said. We talk to each other. Just a word might change the whole outlook on somebody's life. I'm glad to be saved this morning.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed to tell the world I've been saved for a long time. Amen. Let the world do whatever they do. While trouble and trials rages, we're living in the Word.